Isn't Liam's brother still single? Autumn asked.
As far as we know.
When they both turned speculating gazes in her direction, Livia pointed at each of them.
No.
Whatever you two are thinking, just no. Do not try to matchmake me with his brothers. I don't have the temperament to be a military wife or girlfriend.
Autumn's grin held a wicked edge.
Doesn't mean you couldn't have some fun for the duration of their leave, says the steamy romance writer. Livia preferred not to think about how long it had been since she'd had that variety of fun. Not that she objected to sex. She just wasn't great at short-term entanglements. For better or worse, she needed that emotional connection.
And hot as Jack and Cruz Montgomery might be, and she had no doubt they'd improved since high school,
there'd just never been that connection with either of them.
Maybe you'll find someone more to your liking in Tennessee,
Riley teased. I'm going to Eden's Ridge to visit Abby, not to find some kind of booty call.
More's the pity. You could do with having your world rocked.
Livia fixed Autumn with a flat stare. In all seriousness, I need to figure out my life. Namely, what the hell I want to do with it. I'm hoping that getting out of town, away from the job, away from the farm, away from all of my normal, will help give me some perspective.
Autumn lifted her glass. To perspective.
The three of them toasted. After their checks were paid, they walked out together. Riley's hug was extra tight.
I'm gonna miss you.
I'll be home in 2 weeks. She stepped back.
I don't know. It just feels like more, somehow.
Livia rolled her eyes.
It's a vacation. That's it. A long overdue one.
Seriously, just 2 weeks. I certainly can't leave my brother alone for the first season at the tree farm without Mom and Dad. She hugged Autumn and stepped back.
Hi to your menfolk, and kisses to the munchkin from Aunt Livia. I've got to get on home. I have an early start and a long drive tomorrow.
With one last wave to her friends, she crossed the town green, headed for where she'd left her car a couple of blocks down. The route took her by the fountain for which Wishful was named. According to local legend, and widely advertised by their city planner, Nora Crawford, wishes made in the fountain, fed from nearby Hope Springs, came true. Just last week, Livia had given in during a fit of ennui and wished for a love that would last a lifetime. As she strode past the burbling fountain, she nearly stopped again, wondering if making the same wish more than once would increase the odds. A small treasure trove of coins glimmered beneath the water's surface. How many of them had gone unanswered? Most, she was willing to bet. Maybe they were silly wishes, impractical wishes, irrational wishes, selfish wishes. What was the likelihood that such things actually worked? Truly, it was a foolish thing to give your life over to the whim of wishes. There were countless fictional accounts out there, cautionary tales, to be careful what you wished for. She had no idea how a wish for love could backfire, but God knew if there was a way, no doubt she'd find it. No, better to be the author of her own life, whatever that looked like, than to waste another coin. She just hoped this trip gave her some answers. Leaving the gurgling fountain in her wake, she headed for her car,